Hey, it's Brad Milkey, host of ABC's daily news podcast, Start Here. And I'm honored to say Start Here, along with several ABC audio projects, are up for Webby Awards. Voting is open to the public, and we're all really excited about these awards, but this vote closes on Thursday. So please don't wait. You can go to abcaudio.com/webbies. That's abcaudio.com/webbies, W-E-B-B-Y-S, to cast your vote for Start Here, along with other ABC news shows. We really appreciate it.
Tonight, as the nation prepares for the transition of power, the new video, the clearest look yet at what happened inside the deadly Capitol siege. The stunning new footage from The New Yorker showing pro-Trump supporters as they stampede past police, telling officers, quote, "You are outnumbered.
We are listening to Trump. You're a boss."
The raging mob rushing into the Senate chamber. Never before seen footage of what they said and did inside the Capitol. Outside, the chilling threats of more violence. One man telling the crowd, quote, "We are at war, and storm your own Capitol building." Because of that, the nation on edge. 25,000 National Guard troops moving into Washington, D.C., less than 72 hours before President-elect Biden's inauguration. Cots set up inside the Capitol, and security tonight on high alert in all 50 states. In Michigan today, a small group of armed protesters met with a strong show of force. Also tonight, the president's impeachment defense. Rudy Giuliani telling ABC News he is part of the defense team. What he said about whether President Trump may testify and if he may try to pardon himself. Biden's vaccine promise, the president-elect saying 100 million doses in his first 100 days is possible. This as frustration and confusion mount as millions try to get their shots. New reports of people with appointments turned away, all as the country closes in on 400,000 lives lost. Moscow confrontation, Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny flying back to Russia less than 5 months after supporters say he was poisoned by Putin's cronies. The dramatic scene as he's taken into custody just minutes after landing. And developing tonight, caravan clashes, thousands of migrants charging through border checkpoints on their way to the U.S., expected to be an early test for the incoming Biden administration.
ABC News World Headquarters in New York. This is World News Tonight.
And good evening. Thanks for joining us on this Sunday. I'm Tom Yamas. We begin tonight with America on high alert, with less than 72 hours until President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in as president and Donald Trump leaves office after a tumultuous term capped off with a deadly siege at the Capitol by his supporters and his second impeachment. 25,000 members of the National Guard arriving to fortify Washington, D.C. for the Biden-Harris inauguration on Wednesday. President Trump out of sight amid questions about last-minute pardons, possibly including for himself, and whether Rudy Giuliani, seen visiting the White House on Saturday, will defend him when the Senate does take up his impeachment trial. Across the country, similar scenes of security out in force as armed protesters gather and with concerns about domestic extremism. Tonight, the disturbing new footage from The New Yorker of the Capitol riots. Images not yet seen of violent clashes as the buildings were breached. And members of that mob filled the Senate chamber, outnumbering police and revealing their disturbing intentions, what they were saying as they ransacked the Senate and the threat of more attacks. We will set the stage for a historic week, but we begin with that alarming video and ABC News chief national correspondent Matt Gutman in Washington. We do want to warn you, some of the images and language in the video you're about to see are graphic.
Tonight, that never-before-seen footage of the mob invading the Capitol with sinister intent.
Where the f*** are they?
The just-released video shot by The New Yorker's Luke Mogelson, a silent witness as the raiders rifle through senators' documents like a squad of amateur spies.
There's got to be something in here we can use against
confirming some of the allegations mostly seen in law enforcement affidavits. The New Yorker video begins outside. The crowd gathers, moving past that noose. Heckling police. That roar signaling the breach into the Capitol's scaffolding. They poured in like medieval siege takers, that Bible held high. The pepper balls pinging into rioters, but the mob, undeterred, brawling with police on the steps.
No, no, no.
finally, they're in. Five cops holding off a mob, issuing a threat, as they push past one rioter with a warning that would soon prove deadly accurate. Banging on doors, looking for lawmakers.
Defend your Constitution! Defend your liberty! Yes. Defend your Constitution! Defend your liberty!
Defend Antifa! Guess what? America showed up!
Finally, they find it.
Is this the Senate?
Scouring the Senate chamber, trying to snap up non-existent intelligence.
I think Cruz would want us to do this, so
yeah, absolutely.
I think we're good.
Jacob Angeli, in the Viking hat, settles into the vice president's chair, and a lone Capitol cop pleads with them to leave.
Okay, just want to let you guys know, this is like the sacredest place.
I'm going to take a chair, because my pants is a chair.
Before being escorted out, Angeli leaves a note.
It's only a matter of time. Justice is coming.
And then, that bizarre invocation.
Thank you for allowing the United States of America to be reborn. Thank you for allowing us to get rid of the communists, the globalists, and the traitors within our government. We love you and we thank you. In Christ's holy name, we pray.
Over the weekend, I interviewed the leaders of the Proud Boys about what far rightists are calling an impending civil war.
But I know that there's going to be a lot of violence, and there's going to be a lot of fights, and there's going to be a lot of overreach by the government.
We are at war!
Threats of violence that were recorded as the New Yorker's Mogulson left the Capitol building.
Start making a list, put all those names down, and we start hunting them down one by one!
Yeah.
Mobilize in your own cities, your own counties, storm your own Capitol buildings, and take down every one of these corrupt.
Such a disturbing new look into the deadly siege on the Capitol there. Matt Gutman joins us from Washington. And Matt, authorities are likely going over that video frame by frame as part of the investigation.
Tom, the FBI tells us that it has been combing through over 150,000 pieces of digital evidence, no matter where they come from. And no doubt that this New Yorker video, with its incredible exposure to those infiltrators inside the Senate chamber, not escape their scrutiny. And it's also worth mentioning that the rioters' reluctance to wear a mask has made it easier to identify them. Tom.
Matt Gutman with that stunning new footage that has emerged from the New Yorker. All right, Matt, thank you for that. And it is a far different scene tonight in Washington, D.C., where a green zone perimeter has been established, roads shut down, and because of that video you just saw, the National Guard scouring for explosives and extremists, the incoming administration moving forward with the outdoor inauguration, and ABC's Kenneth Moten is there tonight.
Tonight, extraordinary security in the nation's capital. Officials taking no chances. Military reinforcements arriving by the plane load. National Guard troops coming from every corner of the U.S.
This mission is about protecting our republic itself. You're going to play a critical part in that at a time when our nation is in great need.
The 25,000 troops in the city by the inauguration have their orders. Watch for potential threats. Look for explosives. Protect the Capitol. Authorities say domestic extremists pose the most likely threat.
How serious is our country going to take domestic white extremism? And I think what we saw here last week is that we didn't take it seriously enough.
Tonight, the large security perimeter or green zone already tested. At least three people arrested in separate incidents, including two men carrying guns and ammunition. Tonight, the guard setting up cots inside the Capitol. But the man tapped to review the security failures there, saying those troops can't be a permanent fixture.
We can't afford, nor should we want to have 20,000 guard troops permanently stationed in D.C. The fixes are there. How we harden that Capitol to make sure this never happens again.
And we all hope so. Kenneth Moten joins us now from Washington. And Kenneth, despite the security concerns, President-elect Biden's team is moving forward with an outside inauguration.
That's right, Tom. Biden's team says they're preparing for any scenario, but they believe watching Biden take the oath on those same steps where the pro-Trump riots occurred will send an important visual message about the resilience of this democracy. Tom.
Kenneth Moten live again in the nation's capital for us tonight. Kenneth, thank you. The threat level tonight elevated not just in Washington, but at all 50 U.S. capitals with the National Guard activated in several states. ABC's Trevor Ault is in Lansing, Michigan, where armed protesters gathered today.
Tonight in cities across the country, a stunning show of force. Heavily armed law enforcement surrounding state capitals, bracing for potentially dangerous demonstrations.
You know, you hope for the best, you prepare for the worst, and clearly we're prepared.
10 states activating their National Guard. Michigan, one of several, closing down their capital.
The National Guard and police substantially outnumbered the demonstrators here today, but they're going to remain on high alert. There's going to be a heightened law enforcement presence at the Capitol until at least mid-February.
When they stormed the Capitol, when they murdered a police officer, when other people were injured, that's when things go across the line, and that's not going to happen here.
The FBI putting all 50 states on notice for possible violence on Inauguration Day. Today, small crowds of Trump supporters protesting in half a dozen states, many of them armed but peaceful.
How long are you going to keep protesting?
As long as it takes. Rest of my life if I have to.
Trevor Ault joins us now outside the Michigan State Capitol in Lansing. Trevor, law enforcement already noticing the impact of Twitter cracking down on conservative conspiracy theorists?
Oh, that's right, Tom. Police tell me that because so many of these profiles have been deleted, it's harder for these groups to organize now. However, it has also slightly hindered law enforcement's ability to gather intelligence about any of those potential plans. Tom.
Trevor Ault for us. Trevor, thank you. Now to the waning hours of the Trump administration. And a key question, is the president ready for his impeachment trial? Rudy Giuliani telling ABC News he will help with President Trump's defense. Help the White House has yet to confirm. Here's ABC's White House correspondent Rachel Scott.
Tonight, with less than 72 hours left in his term, President Trump is isolated, his second impeachment trial looming. Spotted at the White House this weekend, his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Sources say the president has recently grown irritated with Giuliani, but he's one of the few allies the president has left. Giuliani telling our Jonathan Carl he is part of the president's defense team. But the White House has still not confirmed who will serve as the president's counsel, even though the trial could begin in days. Giuliani, who led the president's failed charge to overturn the election, telling ABC News he is open to having the president testify. He also addressed the crowd on January 6th.
Let's have trial by combat.
The prosecution says they'll be ready whenever the article of impeachment is handed over to the Senate.
We're preparing as though we're going to go in the next hour.
The senators who witnessed that deadly Capitol Hill riot will serve as jurors.
This was the most serious presidential crime in the history of the United States of America, the most dangerous crime by a president ever committed against the United States.
Democrats say they plan to go after every single vote. It would take at least 17 Republicans to convict Trump. Some Republicans, though, are concerned Giuliani's involvement could hurt the president.
If it's Rudy Giuliani's defense, I think it raises the likelihood of more than 17 Republicans voting for conviction.
Let's get right to Rachel Scott on that point at the White House tonight. And Rachel, Rudy Giuliani also leaving open the possibility that the president may still try to pardon himself before he leaves office.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Tom. And we know that is something that the president has suggested to his closest advisors, something that they have advised against. We have not seen that before. And tonight, our latest ABC News Washington Post poll says 68% of Americans are opposed to the president granting himself that pardon, Tom.
Rachel Scott for us at the White House tonight. Rachel, thank you for that. And of course, the brutal backdrop to this transfer of power as America remains locked in the COVID-19 crisis with new chaos and confusion surrounding the vaccine rollout. The U.S. is now on track to hit 400,000 lives lost as soon as tomorrow, already surpassing 397,000 deaths. The Biden-Harris administration vowing to dramatically increase the number of shots given as they take power, and that can't come soon enough. Here's ABC's Zareen Shaw in L.A.
Tonight, as the death toll from COVID-19 quickly closes in on 400,000 lives, the new administration pledging to move fast to fix the chaotic vaccine rollout.
We're inheriting a huge mess here, Jake, but we have a plan to fix it.
With just over 10 million Americans with the first dose in the last 35 days, the incoming administration pledging to get 100 million doses in the first 100 days after Joe Biden takes office. Biden's team meaning the pledge to be taken literally, despite existing obstacles to the program's rollout, like massive disorganization and lack of vaccine infrastructure, unlikely to disappear overnight.
We have looked carefully, and we are confident that we have enough vaccine for the 100 million doses over the next 100 days.
The plan, including mass vaccination centers and training an army of vaccinators, among other steps. But right now, crippling problems at mega sites nationwide. Here in Los Angeles, in the country's COVID epicenter, Dodger Stadium organizers fearing supplies could run out by Wednesday.
What happens on Thursday?
So that's a very good question. It's almost a luxury to look that far in advance.
In Florida, cars stretching 12 blocks, many turned away.
To me, it's a complete disaster.
In Texas, frustration.
What's the point of making an appointment if you're going to stand here 3 or 4 hours to get in?
And in Alabama, sites that don't require appointments, drawing people from out of state. Everyone there feeling the urgency.
Many people dying. I'm trying to live.
And Tom, one thing people on the ground here at Dodger Stadium will tell you is just how traumatic it is, turning away so many people in their 70s and their 80s. Even with the hopes of vaccinations ramping up, officials predicting 500,000 total deaths by next month. Tom?
Waiting that long and not getting the vaccine, I can't imagine that. All right, Zorin, thank you for that. Next tonight, overseas and a major development involving the Kremlin's fiercest critic, Alexei Navalny, flying back to Russia 5 months after he was poisoned with a nerve agent. Tonight, he is in custody. Here's ABC senior foreign correspondent Ian Pannell.
Tonight, Russia's leading opposition activist arrested just minutes after his plane touches down in Moscow. Journalists live streaming as Alexei Navalny gives his wife Yulia a final kiss and farewell before police take him away, holding him on all charges international observers say are fabricated. Navalny finally flying home to continue his work, saying he won't be forced into exile after being poisoned in August. He'd fallen ill on a plane from Siberia. Navalny later moved under tight security to Germany for treatment. Tests revealing he'd been given the deadly nerve agent Novichok. Navalny saying Putin was behind it.
I'm sure that he's responsible.
Navalny supporters tried to give him a hero's welcome. Dozens were detained. Navalny's plane then diverted to another airport. Arriving in Russia tonight, knowing he'd be arrested, Navalny still defiant. Telling reporters, I'm not afraid because I know I am right.
Tonight, Biden's incoming national security advisor tweeting that Navalny should be released immediately and the perpetrators of what he calls this outrageous attack on his life should be held accountable. Tom?
Ian Pannell for us tonight. Ian, thank you for that. There is much more ahead on World News Tonight this Sunday. The murder suspect arrested. The man charged with the killing of a recent college grad as he walked his dog at night, what we've just learned. Plus new details on the death of convicted murderer and famed music producer Phil Spector.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wondered what you'd do with an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, or maybe show up for a friend? We often find ourselves wishing for more time, but the real question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The key to squeezing that special thing into your schedule is knowing what's truly important to you and making it a priority. That's where therapy comes in. It's not just about dealing with problems, it's about finding what matters to you so you can do more of it. If you've tried therapy, you know how beneficial it can be. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's a tool for learning positive coping skills, setting boundaries, and empowering yourself to be the best version of you. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And the best part? You can switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. So whether it's finding that extra hour for yourself or embarking on a journey of self-discovery, therapy can be a game changer. Take the first step with BetterHelp and make your mental health a priority. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tonight to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tonight.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Back now to the arrest made in the killing of a recent college grad as he walked his dog. Police in Philadelphia say 20-year-old Josephus Davis has been charged with the murder of Milan Loncar. In surveillance video we showed you yesterday, two men rob him, one holding up a gun. The 25-year-old later found dead a block from his home, his girlfriend with an emotional message for the killers.
I don't think I have a plan anymore without him.
You ruined everyone. Hundreds of lives that you don't even know.
Police say a second person of interest has been identified. Time now for our index in the massive migrant caravan trying to head to the U.S. New video showing thousands of migrants rushing barriers and clashing with authorities at Guatemala's border with Honduras. Mexico now deploying thousands of National Guard members in an attempt to stop them. And convicted murderer and famed record producer Phil Spector has died. Spector reportedly dying of COVID-19 while serving a prison sentence for the 2003 shooting death of actress Lana Clarkson. The longtime producer was behind the Wall of Sound technique and some of pop music's biggest hits over decades. He was 81 years old. Finally tonight, America Strong, the military father, back from deployment with three unforgettable surprises. When Airman Kevin Warren headed off for his fifth deployment last September to Southwest Asia, the strain of having him gone hit his Oklahoma City family so hard.
It's so hard not having that significant other with you. It seems like everything falls apart when he's gone.
There were missed holidays, birthdays, and an anniversary. So his wife, Catherine, wanted to make this homecoming memorable.
I knew I wanted to do something like this with the kids, just to surprise them.
On Friday, surprise number one. Daughter Kimberlyn in her middle school band class inside of her school's gym.
It was exciting.
Kimberlyn recognizing her father and sprinting into his arms. Holding each other tight. Then, tears of joy. Up next, the boys. Their father surprising them in the middle of recess. That 7-year-old Cashton in the yellow sweatshirt and 5-year-old Carson in the red jacket making that dash to their dad. Jumping into his arms. Carson saying, I love you.
I love you too, buddy.
Today, Kevin with his three children and his wife enjoying Sunday together.
That moment meant everything because I knew home was going to be back to home. And it was going to be normal again.
We thank the Warrens for sharing that story and for their service. We thank you for watching. I'm Tom Yamas in New York.